Well, Matt Short went big in BBL 12, 458 runs for the Adelaide Strikers at a strike rate of 144, highlighted, of course, by that incredible 100 not out in a record-breaking run chase against Hobart in early January. But the BBL Player of the Year is putting the creams back on for the Bush Rangers, and it starts with a Shield game against Queensland at the MCG on Thursday. Good morning, Matt, and welcome to SEN.
Morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Well, life must be pretty good at the moment for you, surely.
Not too bad, mate. It's been a pretty hectic few weeks, with all the awards nights and whatnot. But, very happy with, how the BBL went personally. Obviously a little bit disappointed the way we finished over there in Adelaide.
Now, you've been at Adelaide for, I reckon, 5 years now, but it's really been the last two, correct me if I'm wrong, where it's clicked for you at the top of the order. I mean, what's made it possible, or perhaps more accurately, who has made it possible?
You know, you're right. Been there for 5 years now and, probably struggled a little bit batting through the middle order, those first few years. Worked pretty hard on my power game. Did a lot of work in the preseason. Guys like Cameron White, I worked pretty closely with him when he was over in Adelaide. And I suppose Chris Rogers and Jared Loftman here at the Vicks, I think, just working on sort of watching a lot of baseball clips and sort of guys from other sports and, guys like Andre Russell and, people that actually clear the fence. So we're sort of looking at those guys closely and sort of picking up some points from them. And, me and sort of a couple of the taller guys from the Vicks sort of, worked pretty hard on the bowling machines in the nets here in Victoria and, sort of went from there.
But baseball clips, you say?
Yeah, sort of just about different stances and just their sort of just the flow of their bats and sort of their bat paths and stuff like that and trying to get the backspin of the ball. So, it's been pretty interesting sort of looking at different players and how they go about it.
Yeah. So broadly speaking, I mean, what's it like out there in the helter-skelter of the Big Bash? There's noise, it's fast. I mean, you need the ability to be aggressive, but I guess to have a measured aggression at the same time. With the bat, I suppose you can lose your head out there with everything going on. I mean, can you take us inside to the best of your ability? What's it like out there in the middle?
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it, I think. There is a lot of noise and, you can get pretty carried away with, the crowd and the fast pace of it all. But I think I was lucky enough to have some older guys around, like Chris Lynn and, Colin de Grandhomme, batting with them a few times, sort of just to keep you nice and calm and, just take every ball as it comes. So, I think you can get a bit caught up with, the fast pace of the Big Bash and sort of trying to slog every ball. But I think the guys that do well are the ones that sort of stay calm under the pressure and, start thinking about the game more rather than getting caught up in, what's going on around you.
You touched on the team individually great. I mean, team-wise, I imagine a bit of pill to swallow. Obviously, you missed finals. You'd have hoped for more. I mean, when you looked at the team on paper, did you think, we've got some real potential here?
Yeah, I think so. And definitely getting off to a good start that we did. I think we had three wins in a row there to start the tournament. A little bit disappointing. I think we sort of got hurt with, a couple of guys leaving again sort of towards the end of the comp. Linney had another comp to go to and same with Rashid Khan. But I don't know, it's something the Big Bash are looking into to, shorten the competition next year, I think, to 10 games. But, hopefully we can next year we can keep some players on the park and sneak into the finals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how the BBL grows from here, and it felt like it was a great season, but at the same time, the season the tournament probably needed to have as well and where it goes from here. And, I mean, there's always a debate around this each and every year. And now it's around shortening the season, which may or may not happen next year, certainly the year after. I mean, clearly you want those guys to hang around. Rashid Khan's a separate issue, given the political climate there. But just want the marquee players to be attracted and then to stay, don't you? Because it's the competition in this format across the world is so fierce.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of cricket going on at the moment. I think that seems like the best way to go about is if we shorten the competition, then, those guys can stay for the majority of it and into finals as well. But, it's an interesting one. I think, obviously, the crowd and everyone loves sort of watching Rashid and guys like Chris Lynn as well. But yeah, I think overall the success this year was definitely noticeable as a player and even watching as well. So obviously there's a few positives, but yeah, I think one would be to shorten it maybe next year and keep those guys around as long as we can.
Do you think you'll get Rashid back, or with everything going on? I mean, do you think that might simmer down enough for him to want to return as much as anything?
Yeah, look, I think so. We all know how much he loves Adelaide. He calls it his second home, so definitely hopeful that he'll be back, and yeah, obviously love to have him back.
Now, obviously, you're in Melbourne at the moment preparing for this Shield game, as I mentioned. I often wonder about the complexities of changing formats and if we, on my side of the fence, Matt, overplay the difficulties of it. I think your last game for the Strikers was near on a month ago now, so I suppose you've had time to refine your approach to the red ball in the net since. I mean, is it difficult? Do we overplay it, or is it just a simple matter of if you're batting well in one format, it's just a tiny little tweak to bat well in another?
I think there's a balance. I think you're right. If you're off to if you're in some good form in the T20s, I think you can carry that sort of confidence into sort of whatever format you're facing. But yeah, I think that might be the only good thing about missing the finals is I've had plenty of time to get back into the red ball, and they even had a little bit of a break as well just to freshen up a bit. But yeah, I think overall changing formats, it's sort of something that, you know, players nowadays sort of have to adapt to, and I think you're right. If your confidence is up, then I think that carries over to whatever format.
How do you do it then? I mean, unfortunately, you've had more time than what you would have hoped, obviously, if the Strikers had featured in finals. How have you gone about adjusting, you know, mentally and obviously technically?
I think mentally it was definitely, nice to get a few days break, end up getting back home to Ballarat just to see family and, chill out for a bit. But yeah, I think physically, just getting back into hitting as many balls as you can, really. Obviously, the Big Bash is pretty full. There's a lot of travel, so the training loads aren't too high. But I suppose coming back into red ball, and I suppose red ball is all about batting time and spending time out in the middle. So I think it's sort of time on feet, getting plenty of volume in, and just sort of repeating that over and over again.
And just when it comes to T20 cricket, whether it be for the Strikers or the IPL, where do you sit in terms of obviously wanting that call up internationally, which a lot of people have jumped into your corner on, which must be nice. I mean, how do you approach, you know, the discussion around you playing for Australia in this format?
I think, yeah, there's obviously a little bit of chat going around, and that's always nice. Obviously putting a couple of decent seasons together with Adelaide certainly gets your name out there, which is good. But sort of being in contact with a couple of selectors here and there and just sort of getting their thoughts. And I think personally it's probably more of a timing thing. If you can keep scoring runs at the right time, there's obviously got to be a few changes in the Aussie setup. Some of the guys sort of finishing up soon, I reckon. I think it's just more of a timing thing, and hopefully that one day that chance will come.
You just got to stay patient, don't you? Which must be difficult because you get people like me asking you all the time, I imagine, and all you can do is do what you do out in the middle and park all that stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right, but, you know, it's always good to come on and have people ask. It sort of knows, it will reinforce it. Your name's out there, or people are sort of talking about you, and you're in the mix. So, it's definitely nice to be asked.
And what about the IPL? That would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. obviously, that's probably the pinnacle of, domestic T20s around the world. But, hoping to pick up something over our off-season, whether it be, a replacement in India or, there's the 100 comp and the T20 blast in England. So there's plenty of options. But, yeah, hopefully pick up at least one of those and, keep the ball rolling in our off-season.
Speaking of Adelaide Strikers star and BBL player of the tournament, Matt Short. Matty, what have the Bush Rangers boys had to say for themselves? What's the mood like in the camp?
Yeah, it's good, mate. Obviously, missing a bit of experience, in the Aussie team over in India. So, got a young side, very, very exciting. I think it's awesome for Big Willie Sullivan to skipper the boys. He's a competitive beast. We're looking forward to crossing the line with him leading us this week against Queensland. So, it's good to have everyone back together. We're all playing against each other during the Big Bash, but in the last couple of weeks, been good back together, and yeah, really looking forward to I suppose, the next couple of months with such a young and exciting group.
I'm sure you'll keep an eye on the proceedings in India at the same time. Now, your old teammate or your current teammate at Victoria, Scotty Boland's over there. Surely he's playing in the first test. And what sort of level of anticipation should we have around Big Scotland over there in India, mate?
Yeah, my fingers are crossed for him, that's for sure. But yeah, I spoke to him the other week up in Sydney. He was, he's really keen to get over there. He's talking about how flat the wickets are, but I think he'd be the first bloke to throw the ball to on a flat wicket. He always sort of seems to get the job done. So, I'm wrapped for him. He's killing it at the moment. And, hopefully has a good tour over there.
Just going to say, the flat wickets shouldn't scare him off. I mean, if anyone's adept at bowling on those working hard for a long period of time, it'd be him.
Yeah, that's it. Playing, most of his career on the G and at the Junction Oval and getting the job done, I think he'll be fine over on the wickets over there.
And a lot of people listening this morning might not be overly familiar with Todd Murphy, who's was said to have quote unquote stormed his way into the squad over there, and is obviously in the mix to play early on as well. I mean, what can you tell us about Todd?
Yeah, he has shone through really fast, but he's a ripper fellow. He's always eager to learn. But yeah, he's come straight in and just done the job. I think everyone's sort of saying how similar he is to Nathan Lyon, and I know they've done a little bit of work together. Sort of every time, we play New South Wales, or they get the opportunity to spend a net together. So he's going to be a superstar. He's he's a gun already. He's shown that in all formats. So very very similar to Nathan Lyon in the way he bowls, same shape, same sort of action. So I'm sure you'll be a gun for a long time to come.
And Matty, before we let you go, just on Thursday down there at the G against Queensland, I mean, what's the key to rolling the balls and getting rolling again?
They've probably got a few players out over in India. So it should be a good contest. Not too sure what the G wicket will roll out for us, but I think we just need to bring the excitement. We'll have a young side, that's for sure. So, definitely looking forward to getting out there with the boys and, back in the red ball, back into the four-day stuff. Maybe have to try and block and lead a few. So we'll see how we go.
It'll be a strange feeling for you, I'm sure. Matty, we wish you well, mate. Really appreciate your time this morning. Well done again on that BBL campaign for yourself individually, and we wish you luck for the Shield games to come.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it, mate.